Welcome to the Hoosier Ag Today Friday morning podcast on the 6th of October, 2023. I'm Andy Eubank, and the podcast is brought to you today by First Farmers Bank and Trust. Experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. Visit ffbt.com to learn more or stop by your local branch. Well, today, Eric Pfeiffer and C.J. Miller on the news, including the ramifications of current Washington politics on the Farm Bill, and Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with the Harvest Weather Update, a mix of sun and clouds and light rain today and into the weekend. Grains and oil seeds all into the black yesterday. Mike Silver analysis coming up on today's Hoosier Ag Today morning podcast.
The land of the free is also the home of the hardworking. What if this is the year you take your farm operation to the next level? At First Farmers Bank and Trust, we're proud to serve the people who not only work until the sun goes down, but until the job is done. With over 135 years of commitment to agriculture, we'll find the solution that's right for your operation today and tomorrow. Visit ffbt.com to learn more. First Farmers Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
A look at your Seed Genetics Direct harvest weather forecast coming up, and how the recent chaos in Congress is impacting the next farm bill. I'm C.J. Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today, brought to you by McDonald's of Indiana, proud to support its local farmers and saluting the next generation of Hoosier farmers during National 4-H Week. Well, fall has finally decided to show up with chilly temperatures on tap for this weekend. It's time now for Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin and his Seed Genetics Direct Harvest Weather Forecast. With more, here's Eric Pfeiffer.
Thank you, CJ. Value, knowledge, performance, it's in their genetics at Seed Genetics Direct. Martin says those chilly temperatures will limit what we can do in terms of crop dry down.
We've got an upper level low that moves through the Great Lakes over the weekend as well. So Saturday, I think, has a lot of cloud cover. I won't even rule out a few hit-and-miss scattered showers. Not really much to get too super excited about, but I guess what I'm getting at here is we don't see fast drying over the weekend. Probably better chances of evaporation on Sunday than Saturday, but the cooler temperatures will really slow this process a bit.
Martin expects that process to stay slowed on Monday and Tuesday with more clouds in the forecast.
Once again, I'm not expecting a lot of additional precipitation, maybe no additional precipitation, but I think that we're going to really be slow on our evaporation rates, maybe only a few hundredths to a tenth per day, and that means that going back to the fields may be a little bit more of a slow idea as we move into the first part of next week.
Martin does have sunshine returning on Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday, and early Thursday.
But we're also tracking now another weather system trying to come out of the southern and central plains the second half of next week. The track of the big precipitation is south of the Ohio River through the Tennessee Valley, but this system seems to be growing geographically speaking and could throw clouds and moisture all the way up into southern lower Michigan. So there could be a wet finish to this week coming up. I'm looking at Friday the 13th as being a big day, and it could linger into Saturday the 14th. So we're watching that. Track is going to be very, very important.
You can get Martin's full Seed Genetics Direct Harvest Weather Forecast in written form later today at HoosierAgToday.com. The forecast is also presented by CoAlliance. At CoAlliance, we deliver. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
There's been a lot of drama in Washington over the past week.
Well, it's certainly not desirable to have these kinds of machinations going on. It's just not helpful.
And that's Hoosier native Ted McKinney. He's CEO of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture. With Kevin McCarthy ousted as House Speaker and representatives on recess until Tuesday, the chaos on Capitol Hill has certainly impacted the development of the next farm bill.
This moment, let's just say this week in time, it is not helping the farm bill and moving it along at all. Period. Full stop. Exclamation point. But that said, we've got forces. Certainly there's forces against it coming along yet this year, maybe even pushing it off a little bit into next year. So those forces are there. But your listeners have got to remember that there's also forces in place to getting it done.
He says farm bill discussions should pick back up once a new House Speaker is in place.
The House Ag Chair, and even former Speaker McCarthy have all said, look, this is the one major bill that we think we've got to get done. And there has been a lot of groundwork being laid by both parties in both the Senate and the House, hearings and the like. So I'm not ready to fall down and put my hands to my head and cry in despair. And I think that's where maturity and level heads need to prevail.
Overall, McKinney says he's optimistic that Congress will put the needs of the ag industry ahead of the fighting between Republicans and Democrats, as well as the infighting among Republicans.
I'll offer one little ray of sunshine, too. Now, this is, I'm probably in the minority on this, CJ, but lots of times after very dark points in time, and I would say that not renewing the speakership is a pretty dark point. After those points in time, sometimes you see a rebound because there's a quick and immediate recognition that the Congress has got to demonstrate to their taxpayers, their electorate, that they can care and they do care and they got to get something done. Maybe, just maybe, the Farm Bill can be part of that.
You can hear more of my conversation with NASDA CEO and Tipton County native Ted McKinney at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Radio Network.
Harvest means early mornings, late nights, and long days in the field. While you're out there each day until the last pass is made and the job is done, know that your friends at Farm Credit Mid-America see your hard work and appreciate all of your long hours. We know that harvest is a busy season for you, but when you need a lender that can rise with you, give us a call at 800-444-FARM. This fall, we rise together. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
Some seed companies are like sheep, just doing what the leader does and trying to look innovative. Move your farm operation to the front of the pack when you work with a seed company that carves its own path. Seed Genetics Direct. They're bucking the trend for 2024 and making changes to their corn and soybean seed lineups and treatments that will deliver better agronomics, better yield, and a better bottom line. For more information and to view their seed guide, visit SeedGeneticsDirect.com. Value, knowledge, performance, it's in their genetics. Seed Genetics Direct.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. We are dry slotting here across the state today. What that means is the initial front is through, and we're seeing clouds break up at least a little bit, seeing some sunshine for you Friday, but we still have the core of that upper-level low that has to move across the Great Lakes, and circulation around that will bring cloud cover back in relatively quickly for this weekend. So a little bit of a pause in activity. I think we're done with heavy rain going forward, but we're still going to be seeing clouds and maybe some slowish drying for the next day or two. So today, again, some sunshine in here, but we're watching that upper level low. It's going to cross Lake Superior and move into Ontario here today into this afternoon. And as we go forward, that's going to wrap around a decent amount of circulation, clouds and scattered rain showers. Most of that is going to be affecting Michigan for tomorrow and into Sunday, but I won't rule out some showers popping up down in northern parts of Indiana. Temperatures are chilly, that's for sure. Probably the coldest day in terms of the air mass is going to be tomorrow into early Sunday, but Sunday, with sunshine trying to come back, we do see a slightly warmer feel there. The chilly air stays into the early part of next week. Monday, I think we get on the back side of it and we start to moderate. The only caveat will be cloud cover. It really seems like this upper level low gets stuck as it tries to exit Ontario and move into Quebec, and with that, circulation could still bring around clouds, and that would cap our temperatures a little bit Monday. So watching that closely, but right now saying that we should be getting sunshine back on Monday afternoon, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, no new precipitation. Temperatures cool to start, but moderating by midweek, and we should be warm by late week. Another round of moisture trying to come in here Thursday into Friday. A system coming out of the southern plains and hooking northeast. A little bit early for that kind of progression to be working in here, but we're going to watch and see if that track remains true. My feeling is we see the moisture stay just a little bit farther south. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Solid in corn, and then wheat, and then soy futures too. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Thursday Farm Market Review. and corn pushed through overhead resistance for a solid day to lead the way. We'll have settlements from Thursday trade coming up. First market analysis, which I picked up at the end of the session, from Mike Silver of Kokomo Grain. Mike, a pretty strong day for corn futures leading the way, maybe helping even pull wheat a little bit higher. And ultimately, those two markets then supporting soybeans for a higher move. It all started early in the day, it would seem, with a very solid corn export sales number, better than the lofty expectations.
Indeed, Andy, you're exactly right. That corn export sales number, strongest number since we've seen since March. So that's a good number, 1.816 million metric tons compared to last week's 841,000 tons. So that's a very good number. And we also had, with the flash sales that we saw reported to Mexico of corn, we also have 611,000 tons of corn in the 24-25 year marketing year. So that's next year's crop. So those were good corn numbers, and we need good corn numbers, and we need to continue this kind of pace, because we are, even at that good, robust number this week, we're still 5% behind the pace that we need to make the USDA balance sheet projections. So we need to continue that. The soybean number came in at 808,000. That was down from last week, or was actually up from last week, 672,000. It was at the higher end of the range of estimates. So that soybean number two was good. The wheat number was down from last week, 273,000 tons compared to last week's 544. The 273 was at the low end of the range of expectations. Now, regarding the soybean pace number, we're 7% behind the pace that we need to meet the USDA balance sheet projections. And in the wheat market, we're 2% behind the pace needed to meet the balance sheet projections. It is refreshing to see some green on these quote boards today. And as you said, corn and wheat are providing the leadership, and that's also inspiring some upward movement in the soybean market. I think we can contribute the strength in the corn and wheat market just to some technical strength, and we'll call corn leader there, because we have punched up through some pretty persistent resistance points to be able to trade to the levels that we're at right now. We're actually trading on the high price of the day right now, 498.5 in December futures. And, you know, the next target obviously is up around that $5 mark, if we can sustain some upward price movement. And if we go back to our low that we put in about 30 days ago and do some Fibonacci retracement levels, it looks like about the 520 December futures mark is about the 50% Fibonacci retracement level. And for those familiar with the retracement laws and Fibonacci principles, there's about a 50-50 odds that in a market move that you can move that market 50% of that trading range. So that 520 mark December futures obviously is about 22 cents away, but certainly if we can muster enough strength and push on up, that could be the first nice objective to look at to get some additional pricing done. The soybean market, I think, is a follower today. The soybean market, I think, implicitly, as far as the futures are concerned, probably has a little more downside risk in it than it does upside. And I say that because soybean yields are certainly coming in much better than expected. That's pretty much universally true here in Indiana and in Illinois and other parts of the eastern Corn Belt for certain. Some of the yields out in Iowa and some of those drier places aren't quite as good, but everyone is very pleased with the soybean yields. In fact, I've had some customers report to me that they're actually getting soybean yields best ever in their farming history. So soybean yields, with all the angst that we went through with the lack of rainfall, certainly are coming in better than expected. And that's good, and that's refreshing to know. You know, USDA reported that we had 17% of the soybean crop harvested here in Indiana on Sunday evening. We've made substantial progress with the harvest activity since that time. So it'll be interesting to see what USDA reports are Indiana soybean harvest progress here Monday afternoon at 4 o'clock. The national progress was 23% for both corn and soybeans. Now, corn harvest has not taken off like the soybean harvest has. We were here in Indiana, 13% harvested last week. Again, the U.S. Was pegged at 23%. But as folks are wrapping up with their soybean harvest and with the weather forecasts, the more extended forecast, we should see corn harvest next week accelerate as folks try to wrap up their 2023 soybean harvest. So pretty good performance today, Andy. Looks like we're going to end with some pretty solid closes today. We need to continue to maintain the better than weekly average kind of export sales numbers that we've seen here in the past. And in the last week, we have seen quite a number of daily flash sales report. Many of those obviously incorporated into today's export sales report. But hopefully we'll be able to see some more flash export sales. Try to pick this pace up on our export sales activity to see if we can get more in line with the USDA projection numbers. And then we will look forward to the USDA report that we have next week, the October WASDE report.
Mike Silver analysis, Mike with Kokomo Grain. The number there, 800-666-0613. Now more numbers, the Thursday settlements. Everything in the black. December corn, 497.5, up 11.5 cents. March 5.12.25, up 11.25. And beans finally followed the markets higher with a November close up 7.75 at 12.80.75. Jan beans 12.98.5, up 6.25. 18.25 higher December wheat at 5.78.25. Meat markets mixed. December live cattle 185.37, down 65. Very strong in the hog market. December 72.27, up $3.10. I'm Andy Eubank with the Thursday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm radio network.